Welcome, everyone. Here is your host, Jody Levin-Epstein from Center for Law and Social Policy. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and welcome, everyone, for this national audio conference, More Than a Paycheck, a conversation on why job quality matters and what we can do about it, which is co-sponsored by CLASP and Wider Opportunities for Women. We're here the week after Labor Day to talk about job quality, why it matters, and what we can do about it. We believe that improving job quality is a critical part of the agenda for reducing poverty, supporting families, rewarding effort, and expanding opportunity for all. I'm going to first interview Senator Liz Krueger of New York about her sustainable wage bill. Then we're going to open up the lines and take questions for her. We'll put your lines back on mute while we talk with Elizabeth Lower Bash of CLASP and Joan Kuriansky of Wider Opportunities for Women. And then they'll get some questions as well. Well, Liz, I mean Senator Krueger, how are you? You know, Liz and I go way back, so it's really hard for me to do the senator thing, but so exciting to say it. So I'm going to keep saying it, actually, Liz, if you'll let me. Senator Krueger, you're up first. Thanks for joining us on the audio conference. And to get started, can you tell us what the sustainable wage bill actually would have done?
You know, it was vetoed, unfortunately, by our governor, and I think it was because of misunderstanding of the bill. All the bill would have done was to use the model that's been successful in Kentucky that encourages welfare departments to give women options for non-traditional employment and other higher paid jobs when they go through what we call in New York State, the employment development process. So rather than just directing, which statistically is what we do in New York, low-income public assistance moms into work experience programs or short-term, low-pay, turnaround-type jobs, it would say, let's make a commitment to try to find higher-paying jobs, traditionally in non-traditional employment types of areas such as trade unions, and let's see if we can help move poor women into jobs that pay them 185% of poverty and up, because here in New York City, frankly, if you're not earning 185% of poverty, you're not going to make it anyway.
Could you get us back, Senator Krueger, to a little bit more of the detail of the kinds of programs you had in mind? You mentioned trade union kinds of positions. What exactly is an illustration or two of the kinds of programs and jobs?
Sure. Well, here in New York City, we are still going through a construction